The Flanagan Cornell Woodland football team last year didn't score a point until its sixth game of the season when it scored again 8 against Minunk. It went scoreless the rest of the year after barely having enough students to finish the year due to injuries and players quitting. This year, the school will play in Illinois' fledgling 8-man classification football after decades as a traditional 11-man squad. Illinois High School Association Executive Director Craig Anderson says 8-man football in Illinois got its start 2 years ago. He tells GLT's John Norton most schools choose this route for the same reason Flanagan Cornell Woodland did. Numbers.
And we haven't, as an association, established some here, some hardline numbers. If you only have, you know, less than 20 freshmen to senior out for football, that's when you should start looking at 8-man as opposed to 11-man football. In general, I would say, you know, schools that are, you know, freshman to senior falling under that 20 number of kids interested, that it may be a time to consider that option.
Is this somewhat more of a medium-term issue that school districts should be looking at as opposed to, oh, we only have X amount of kids out this fall and it's June, maybe we should do 8-man?
No, yeah, it's a tough thing to do. And with scheduling of football in particular, how difficult that is, it's something that they have to plan for. And, you know, whether they're doing interest surveys of students in anticipation of whether they're going to have the numbers needed to maintain an 11-man football team. But I think it's not something that in June, in my opinion, that you can all of a sudden say, oh, our numbers aren't where we wanted them to be, and so we're going to jump into 8-man football. I mean, they could try that, but I think it's going to be difficult for them to even find teams that will be interested in a schedule. And now they're dropping out of likely an 11-man football conference or schedule that they may have maintained, that now it puts a burden on their opponents, right, that were scheduled to now find an opponent, or now they have a bye in their schedule, and that's difficult.
So it is more of a medium term?
Yeah, I would say medium term, and you know, monitoring interests within their schools and anticipating what the future numbers might look like for their teams in football.
Flanagan Cornell is one local school, at least in our area, that has decided to move in that direction. But it sounds like one of the issues is that the schools are fairly widespread across the state, and there's not a conference per se, at least yet. How do you plan on addressing that, and how much of an issue is that for these school districts to overcome?
Well, it's definitely a concern, you know, the interest being limited number of schools and, of course, being all across the state. The first set of schools kind of came from, I'm going to say, the north section of our state, northwest, and a little bit to the east. But then we had some from the Champaign area, and now, as you mentioned, Flanagan, Cornell. So it's starting to expand where travel isn't quite as far, but in addition to that, you know, our 11-man football teams are having trouble finding opponents. And so their non-conference schedule, or some even that aren't able to land in a conference, have found extreme travel.
Have school districts found that money-wise it's a wash going to 8-man football? Is there a financial burden difference going from 11 to 8-man football, not just traveling, but anything else that might be associated with that?
It's so early in its stages, I guess, at this point, that we haven't heard back from the membership that the move that they made has been a financial burden. You know, the ability to have football and to have all the tradition that goes along with having a football team in your community, there's a lot of benefits to that. You maintain homecoming, you maintain, you know, all the things that happen within a school in the start of the school year in the fall, I think are important to schools. And as a result, you know, if they're taking on a little additional financial burden for maintaining football, even though it's 8-man football, I think they're finding the benefits of that for the camaraderie within their school and to have that sport continue to be provided.
Okay. Yeah. I'm thinking from a talented player point of view, moving from 11 to 8-man football, is there a concern from some parents or the athlete themselves in that they're not playing the game that they maybe can move on to the college level and play? Or is that not that big a concern?
You know, I don't think it's that big of a concern because the same skill set is necessary. You're still able to demonstrate your skills. You know, it's blocking and tackling and, you know, the skills that are involved in that, along with the skill level to run and maneuver and pass and run. And so the concepts are very much the same. And so I don't think there's any concern, or at least we haven't heard any from athletes or families that, you know, that want to play at the next level saying, oh, you know, our school moved to 8-man and now I'm missing opportunities.
Craig Anderson, IHA Executive Director, our guest on GLT Sound Ideas. 8-man football is what we're talking about. When did 8-man football start in Illinois? Since you said these other states have had 8-man for a long time, this is relatively new to Illinois?
It is relatively new. I want to say maybe 2 years ago we had our first maybe three or four schools that decided they were going to try this. And so because there were so few, obviously they had to go out of state and find some out-of-state opponents. But then last year for the first time we had enough interest, about eight schools, and they came to our board and wanted to have a little postseason kind of a playoff. Because it wasn't in our bylaws, the opportunity to play beyond a 9-game schedule, they maintained a 9-game schedule, but had, because of byes during the school year, were able to play a 9th game kind of championship. But they did get approved for this coming school year through our bylaws, the opportunity for those member schools that are playing 8-man football to organize themselves to conduct, because they can do it on their own, I'm not sure what it's going to look like, but to organize some form of playoff that would have them extend beyond the 9-game regular season into maybe 11 or 12 games to complete some form of bracketed play and crown a champion of 8-man football. So I think the fact that they've now created this postseason opportunity and did it correctly through our bylaws, our membership passed it, that's been a way for them to encourage more schools to say, hey, there's an opportunity here, and if you excel, then you can, whether they're going to be a qualifier or they're going to allow all the schools, I really don't know what their bracket will look like in the postseason, but there is going to be a postseason opportunity now.
This year?
This school year, yeah, 2019.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you hearing from other schools that in the next year or two that they want to join as well?
I think schools and districts where they're seeing a participation in football drop are keeping an eye on those schools and seeing the success and monitoring the interest that they have locally. And when schools are having a difficult time fielding 11-man teams, schools throughout the state are monitoring and looking at that. And the other thing that was passed this past school year is for us to, as an association, to move towards districting, which will be implemented in the fall of 21. Districting is the IHSA taking on the responsibility, basically, of forming conferences for our schools. We designate the teams at which they're going to play in the regular season. I anticipate that when we look towards districting, depending upon the success of 8-man football, that some of these cooperative agreements of two or three schools may now divide themselves up and say, we think we have enough interest that we'll maintain our own team as an 8-man football playing school as opposed to forming a cooperative for 11-man. So some of that movement's going to happen.
Okay. Is it possible that football could grow in Illinois because of 8-man football, where they maybe wouldn't have had, as you just outlined, a team before, they were co-oping with another one, we could have more teams and more players than before?
I definitely think
that's possible.
I think so, definitely. As we see the growth of this and the interest and the division of the co-ops, I think we could see more teams, some moving to 8-man because the cooperatives are going to dissolve themselves. And, you know, when one dissolves, they may form another in another area, or two schools that had 11-man together now dissolve their co-op to each have their own 8-man football team may absolutely create more teams in Illinois, but more 8-man than 11-man potentially.
Craig Anderson, IHSA Executive Director, our guest here on GLT Sound Ideas. We're talking about the increasing popularity of 8-man football in the state of Illinois. As we talked off the air, I was telling you I saw 6-man football in North Dakota, and that's basically cutting the players in half that you need on the field. Cutting just three people from 11 doesn't seem like a whole lot, but it actually seems like it does make a difference.
It does make a difference. It's one less running back, one less lineman, and then one less additional receiver. So it does make a difference, especially a school with a small roster. In football, generally, you'll anticipate that you have one or two injuries or, a few throughout the season that are part of it. The schools that have jumped into it say that it's created a difference for them. And, they're able to field teams and successfully field teams with just, it doesn't seem like a whole lot, but in the big scheme of things, it is.
Illinois High School Association Executive Director Craig Anderson speaking with GLT's John Norton about the increased interest among Illinois small school districts to move from 11-man to 8-man football. The rules for 8-man are very similar to 11-man, and the field is narrower, 10 yards narrower. The Flanagan Cornell Woodland team this year will be one of 17 schools in the state playing 8-man football.